Welcome to the show. My name is Scott Fitzgerald, and today I'm going to talk about sobriety sounds. Now, I've talked about sobriety sounds before, and if you're not familiar, Sobriety Sounds is a nonprofit organization that's dedicated to helping musicians who are in recovery, in addiction recovery, to be able to follow their dreams of being musicians, because as we all know, a couple of things go together with rock and roll, sex and drugs, and it just goes hand in hand. Or when you go and you play at a bar and there's alcohol in there. So people, musicians in recovery, have a really hard time finding a safe place to where they can go and write and record and play music with other musicians. Joining me today is the founder and president of the board, Matthew Hoy, of Sobriety Sounds. And we're going to talk about Sobriety Sounds, get a little update on what's happened in the nonprofit since it was created. What, like 2 years ago?
Has yeah, I think we've years? Had our 501c3. We've had that for going on 2 years.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about some events coming up that are happening this summer that are really exciting. So first of all, maybe just a quick little history about Sobriety Sounds and why it's so important in our community.
Yeah, well, so I'm a musician in recovery. And when I first got sober, I wasn't able to write a song for the first year of recovery. So that's how I get my emotions out. I don't really like to talk to people about my problems. I write music. So not being able to do that for the first year just made an already difficult early recovery process that much more difficult. So that on top of, I've said this story a lot, but it is meaningful. So when I was also in early recovery, I used to hang out with a buddy of mine. We used to go to Java's on Gibb Street in the city. We used to go to 12-step meetings. And then there was one day in particular that sticks out in my mind where we didn't have enough money to justify the time that we were spending at Java's. And there wasn't a 12-step meeting happening at that time. I remember vividly us just driving around in his PT Cruiser, just keeping each other company, trying to stay sober. And it wasn't until years later that I found out that he played guitar just like me. But I found out while I was standing in line to kneel at his casket after he had died of an overdose, because his family had videos of him playing acoustic guitar in the funeral home. One of the songs was Darius Rucker Wagon Wheel, one of my favorite artists. I just remember thinking how crazy it was that we didn't know we both played guitar back in the day. Looking back on it now, we had bigger things on our minds, like early recovery, still trying to get your bearings. But what if we would have known? Where would we have gone to play guitar with each other? I don't even think I owned a guitar at that time. So that's important to me, because having a place where someone can access musical instruments, everything music related, so down to music education and instrument repair, accessing all those resources for free in the community, I think is going to be indispensable to the recovery community. Even if you're not a musician, I can't tell you how many people I've come across who have always wanted to learn.
Yeah, and I think people, regardless if they're a musician or not, can identify with what music does, the emotions that you go through when you, I haven't heard that song since I was a kid and it makes me feel this way, or that song reminds me of my first girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever, you know, that emotional connection with music is part of our humanity. And to be able to have an organization and, you know, an actual physical location where someone can come in and identify with that love of music and be safe while they're in, or especially in early recovery, which, as you know, is the most crucial time.
I mean, the relapse rates for the first year of recovery, is they're astronomical. So for opiate users, it can be up to 90% relapse in the first year. For addiction as a whole, I believe it's between 40 and 60%, but that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the overdose rates that have continuously increased over the past 10 years, they're double what they were 10 years ago. We just crushed the 100,000 threshold back in 2021 for the first time. So the issue, I think we can make a dent by, they say change people, places, and things, but if you don't provide an alternative to those people, places, and things that you're getting rid of, you're setting people up for failure. I think Sobriety Sounds can be one of those places where people use as an alternate to whatever they're giving up.
Right. And so right now, Sobriety Sounds doesn't have its own home location, but which is on the table, which is something that the organization is striving for. But as of right now, Sobriety Sounds, you go into different places and you help people on certain days, right?
Yeah, you know, I was just looking at some, last night I did a 4-hour project where I went back to all the feedback forums and I was taking screenshots of all of the positive messages. And I was really thinking in the moment that this is really one of my favorite parts about what we do now.
Yeah.
Because so we bring instruments into treatment centers on a regular basis to have group jams with the patients, and we do performances as well. Most of the patients that attend are not musicians, but we give them basic percussion instruments, little skull maraca shakers. We have a wiro, which normally you'd see a wiro as like a fish scale,
yeah,
but ours is a big frog. People love that. So when we had the patient feedback and this says, what instrument did you play during the session? They'll just write the frog.
Yeah. And playing percussion instruments, like, everybody can do it. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be skilled. You just have to be able to like tap along, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it gets everybody into it, and it creates a community setting, and it opens up their eyes and their ears to different experiences. It's really fantastic.
I honestly thought the group jam part would be everyone's least favorite part. Because me, as someone who plays guitar, I'd be like, well, I don't really personally want to play a tambourine. So I can't imagine someone else wanting to do that. But people, addiction is isolating.
Yeah.
So finally, like, just getting your mental clarity back in rehab and then having a group activity, it makes you feel good. Makes them feel good. And it shows through in the written feedback that we get afterwards.
And how often have you been doing these on-site events?
We go in every 2 weeks, so every other Saturday.
And how many people are generally there?
It varies. So we might start off with 4 or 5, but there's never a time when we start off with that low number that people don't start coming in once they hear the music from the hallways. And it's a great, I always, at first I'm like, oh man, we only have this many people.
They'll find you.
By the time we're doing our personal performances and they can hear our voices in the hallway, they just come in and sit down, and it's good to see that.
So if you want to see some of the things that Sobriety Sounds is doing, you can check out the website, sobrietysounds.org. In just less than two short years, you've created a nonprofit. You've managed to collect all these different donations of various instruments and various sound production gear and things like that. And you're going into recovery places to play with the patients and perform for the patients. And now you're striving for another type of event. Tell us about that.
The pop-up series is in the short term, and we want to do at least 5 of them. They're going to be at different venues. Basically, we're taking all the services that we want to provide at our eventual main space that we've been working towards and consolidate it into single day events and spread it out at different venues so that we can increase the chance that more people will be able to attend them. So a lot of them are going to be on the bus line regardless, but you know, maybe someone can't attend one day, but they want to go another time. But at each event, we'll be raffling off a guitar amp combo.
These are cool events. This is an amazing concept, this pop-up. So Sobriety Sounds, like we said, the idea is to have a safe place for musicians and people in recovery to play music and learn about music. But because Sobriety Sounds doesn't have their own space yet, we're going to take Sobriety Sounds to the people. And that's
right
at various locations around Monroe County, you know, community organization halls and church halls and things like that, whichever places that can accommodate enough people. And so check the website, sobrietysounds.org, and look for the dates of the next up and coming pop-up, and you'll get all the information there. What happens at a pop-up, Matt?
Oh, well, first I want to say that you did a great job at describing it, where we're bringing the services to the people, because our eventual main space, we want people to be able to come at their leisure. But since we don't have that space, you're right. We're just saying, okay, we're bringing it right to you. So a single day pop-up event, we're going to try to cover all areas. So the first part of the day will be a quieter environment. People can access our music recording stations. Each music recording station will have free notebooks, pens, guitar picks. They'll have MIDI interfaces. So those actually look like keyboards. They'll have little keyboards that you can do virtual instruments with. Even if someone isn't necessarily experienced with that stuff, we'll be there to help get them started.
So you can record your own. You have laptops and you have all this like music recording software that was donated to Sobriety Sounds that's used for people that come in. Hey, I want to come in and I'm thinking about this song that I'm writing on guitar. And yeah, you can sit down and you can record it and you can just work it all out. And if you don't know how to use it,
we can get somebody. So one thing that I always struggled with in the past, not so much anymore, was adding drums to what I was doing. Mm-hmm. We have tons of drum loops. We have plugins that will really do a lot of the work for you while giving you the creative, while still keeping the creativity part of it where you feel like it's your own because you get to tweak it to make it your own. We have so much software on these laptops. FL Studio, Output Arcade is a fantastic high-quality plugin. Air Music Technology donated like $13,000 worth of plugins. Wow. And those range from different synths to drum plugins. So also audio, digital audio workstations. We have Acoustic and Mixcraft. So the laptops are filled with all this software, and you also have people on hand to be able to get them started. So to be able to access those music recording stations, and we're hoping that just like how our rehabs, the rehab visits that we do, I can't tell you how many times where I'll stick a piano, like I'll stick a keyboard in front of somebody and they'll be like, whoa, what are you doing? I'll be like, no, stick around these three notes. Just
right.
And then by the time we're done with the group jam, they're like, they feel like a musician.
Yeah.
So I anticipate us doing the same thing for people who want to come in and explore these music stations, but they don't know anything about it. We can get you started to where you're like, wow, I'm making progress already. So that's the first part of the day will be quieter. We'll also in the first part of the day have free workshops. I think the most popular one will be the applied music theory. We're also going to teach people how to change guitar and bass strings. You saw that cool automatic string tuner. So we're going to teach people how to change guitar and bass strings. We're going to give them room to explore the laptops with all the plugins and just kind of see what's available. And then the second part of the day, I'm looking forward to all of it, but I really can't wait until we all have this massive group jam and everybody gets to just pick an instrument that they might not have used without being at this event. We're probably going to do a similar thing where at our rehab visits, we do a group jam and then we have people switch instruments.
So and then you're giving away free pizza and
free pizza, free guitar amp combo, brand new guitar amp combo. And that package, the guitar amp combo, is going to include a guitar tuner, a capo, comes with a couple other accessories. But I'm really looking forward to it because everybody who comes automatically gets a free entry into that day's raffle. So just by coming, as long as you're there during when we're drawing the name, then you have a chance of leaving with that without, it's all free. That's
amazing.
It's all free.
It's no cover charge. You just walk up and take part in it. So don't forget August 26th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Boulder Cafe and Lounge. And then, of course, check the website for more pop-ups as they happen throughout the summer, sobrietysounds.org. Thanks so much, Matt, for coming and talking about Sobriety Sounds. And we're looking for more great things.
Thanks for having me.